Hey everyone, it's Clive Holland here. Thanks for keeping it fixed radio for the COVID-19 daily report for the construction industry and the associated trades. Now, keep your messages coming in. I must have done reeled off at least 40 of your messages that I've had over the last couple of days. So you can tell you're not busy. But we'd like you to be busier, if you like. I'm sure there's lots of things around the house you've been doing, apart from climbing the walls. So don't forget, you can get in touch with me by text, which is 81400. Remember to text the word fix first and then your message. Or you can email clive@fixradio.co.uk. Or you can direct message me through the app, whether it's on your Android or your iOS. It doesn't matter. We're here for you. Now, as I promised, we have on the phone right now a lady called Jo Mulgrew, who's a group operations director for HBXL Group. Now, if you're not familiar with who they are, we're about to find out exactly who they are, because they're launching a fully funded software skills and training scheme because they create construction software for builders and developers. So that gives you a little in, but they're offering something quite amazing that will keep you busy. First of all, welcome, Jo. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Clive. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for talking to me today. Yeah,
that's an absolute pleasure. Now, just tell us a little bit in the background of HBXL. Tell us where it all began.
Yeah, sure. So HBXL Group, we're as the name suggests, we're a group of businesses. One of which that I'm talking about today is HBXL Building Software. We've developed a range of software tools for small to medium-sized builders, as you said. We do estimating software, CAD software, takeoff software, and so on. Lots of tools to help builders cut through their admin and manage their businesses. We've been around for about 20 years, actually, and it was my father that set up the business. He's a builder and developer by trade. And got so fed up, to be quite honest with you, with the admin and issues with health and safety and that kind of thing, that he decided to set up a software company to actually deal with those issues. So we've got our roots very firmly in construction and helping small businesses succeed through using IT. That's a little bit about us. We've got literally thousands of users around the country.
Now, I have to say that, of course, with this particular virus still kicking around and everybody in sort of lockdown, I'm not going to say full lockdown because we still have got those opportunities to get out for the vital things. But, of course, it's been hitting our trade and tradespeople pretty hard in terms of, you know, losing work, and there's still the frustration over certain funding for those that are self-employed in the gig economy, etc. However, to put an extra string to their bow, you have something that you'd like to offer those that are at home right now. So could you fill us in on the plans?
Yeah, sure. We realise it's an incredibly tough time for builders out there at the moment, projects being stalled or cancelled. But there is obviously a small silver lining, if I can say that. In normal times, builders who need software or have been thinking about software to help their businesses, they often find it very difficult to actually stop and have a think and learn new tools, to be honest. They're so busy with the day-to-day challenges of running their firms, you know, multitasking continuously. So it's quite difficult to make some time, make some brain space. But the time we find ourselves all with at home right now, I guess we could consider it as a great time to plan for the future, maybe rethink a bit about how we do things, and possibly even upskill. What we're launching with you guys, is this fully funded software skills and training to help builders at this time. So what we want to invite builders to do is to take up 60 days worth of software, absolutely free. There's no caveat with that, with completely free training delivered over 4 short workshops over the internet, with a real human being on the other end. So firms can choose from CAD software and training, estimating software and training, or takeoff software and training. And with that, they'll get 60 days full usage of the software. It's got no restrictions, whatsoever, so they can have a really good go at learning the software, adding a string to their bow, and I guess getting ready for when lockdown ends. So perhaps they're a general builder who's been thinking about offering building plans and 3D models perhaps, or maybe they just like to improve their estimating in terms of its speed or accuracy, or just making the money on the jobs that they thought they were going to make. Maybe beat their competition by upping their game and what they can show their customers in terms of what the project is going to look like, and with a really professional quotation. So if they're sort of thinking in that those kind of ways, maybe the fully funded software skills and training schemes is for them.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just having a little giggle to myself because obviously being in and around the trades for such a long time, I know tradespeople who run business who still can't manage a text, let alone doing something like this. But I've just seen an idea within it, right? Because a lot of guys that are at home now are getting under their partner's feet. We know that because I've even had a builder who said, right, I've put an aerial on my shed and I've moved in just to get out of the way of the wife. So there are stresses and strains. However, what I'm thinking of is, and this is something that I actually say a lot, is that you can learn to reconnect with each other, learn to reconnect with your family. And I'm just wondering if, for instance, the individual tradesperson thinks, you know what, this is all beyond me. I can't even start a computer. I can't even start a laptop or use a search engine. What about maybe if they did it as a team, that their partner got involved as well, so they can become, if you like, they could then become part of the business.
That's a really good idea.
There's probably a lot of people out there, a lot of partners who are thinking, you know what, I'd love to actually be more involved, but there's nothing I can do. I can't lay a brick. I can't do, you know, woodwork. I can't do plastering. I can't do painting and decorating, whatever. But they may have other skills where they could learn together. I think this would be very interesting. That then gives that, because the guy's out doing his business, doing his building, right? Other girls, because there's a lot of women in the industry now, but their partner wants a certain involvement. I think I've now seen an opportunity whilst we're indoors to take up your offer, but to do it as a team. And that could even mean if you've got elder children in the family as well who want to get involved, they could all be part of it and learn together. I think that'd be a great idea.
Yeah, there's absolutely that opportunity to do so. So once you've signed up, all three of you, or you know, if it's partner and I don't know, son or what have you, can all take part. You could even use different products as well, you know. So, you know, one of you could be looking at the CAD side of things. One of you could be looking at the estimating. Yeah. There's absolutely, no problem with that. I think it's a great idea. And a lot of the users of our software are family businesses. You know, I don't want to sound too sexist because, as you say, there's lots of women in the actual construction on site now.
Yeah, more and more now.
More and more now, but fairly frequently we have, you know, the wives and partners doing some of the admin. They're producing the quotes in the evening, you know, based on, you know, sketches and notes from perhaps their husband or something. And obviously lots of, perhaps younger guys coming out of school or uni, what have you, who are a bit more tech savvy, quite keen to get into the CAD side and do maybe the more glamorous bit behind the laptop, you know, coming up with the 3D models and what have you. But that really is the way now to set yourself apart from other businesses, other builders in your area, is to kind of up your game in this way. So I love that, actually, the idea of coming at it as a family unit, as a team, to do it this way.
I think it's just because a lot of people are saying that, you know, they're getting on each other's nerves or whatever. You know, I just think this is a great team building within the family situation. So to be able to do that, I think would be amazing. So because I know a lot of these guys say that are 50, I'm going to say 50 and over, Now, a lot of the 50 and overs, they can operate the computers, and they do. You know, I'm not dismissing them all, but I know the ones that I've met over time that they don't like anything to do with the technical side of it in terms of the paperwork and everything else. I think this gives them an opportunity to learn, but alongside family. And I don't know, I just think there's a great initiative in there whilst we are in this situation.
We've all got to make the most of it, haven't we? We all do it in different ways, but I think this kind of downtime, if you can call it that, is a great way to, you know, to use some of that. I don't know. I'm a little bit. I'm working today, but I've got young kids. But you know, you want to kind of work on the plan for what's going to happen post lockdown and how we get to that. And to be honest, We are still very busy because we have our sales and support teams. They're all busy working away at home. As an IT company, as a tech company, you'll obviously imagine that we've been able to move to transition to working at home quite easily. That's, you know, we're very lucky that we can do that. I must say, we're very lucky that our team has been able to do it. But happily for our customers, that means we're really there for them right now. You know, during the challenging times, we can demo products, and we can help them, we can lead them through the software, and we can offer this fully funded skills and training, as we've been saying. So we have a lovely lady called Olivia who does our training. So in the small groups, people attend for 1.5 hour slots. So it's not too long. You can grab a cup of tea, sit down in front of your laptop in the family group, as you said, or on your own, you know, shut the door on the kids or the dog, and for an hour or so, and she'll lead you through the software, and you can ask questions as you go. So it is like being in a workshop. You know, you can talk to her as you would normally, hopefully learn some skills as you go, and then you can decide what you think about the software by the end of that 60 days. But during that time, you've got full access to it, so you can be producing plans, you can be producing models, you can get them sent off to the client if you've got some jobs that you need to do right now, because, as I say, we are still very busy because customers have got jobs that are lined up, been stacked up.
Yeah, planning ahead.
Yeah. So they've got this stuff that's been laying on the desk for, you know, for a week or two, and they're like, "Well, I've got to get on with this, get ready." And they can do the fully estimating the quotes as well using the software and send them off. So they've got full use of the software. There's no restrictions on it, so they can you know, make hay while the sun is literally shining at the moment.
Yes.
So Joanna, we've got the guys and the girls listening now, right? How can they get in touch and get involved?
Yeah, sure. Well, that's super easy. We've got just the 100 places, some of which I should say have already gone this morning. We've got a website where you sign up to. So you just need to fill in a few details about you and your business on that webpage, and then the team will get in touch to arrange the software for you and get your names down for the courses. So the webpage that you need to go to is hbxl.co.uk/software-training-grant. So that's hbxl.co.uk/software-training-grant. If you can't remember all of that, just remember HBXL. If you Google that, or whatever your search engine is, and HBXL will come up with our phone number, and you can get in touch directly. And to remind people, you can choose from CAD training and software, estimating training and software, and takeoff training and software. So take a look. There's you know, no obligation at all if you're not bothered. But I think it's a great opportunity to see how you get on with software, with all the backup of the team to help you. And yeah, if you want to bring a family member along as well to the courses, go for it. We'll look forward to meeting.
Brilliant. I think it's a stunning idea, I've got to be honest, Joanna. So look, what I'm going to say to you is this: thank you so much for talking to us. We'll try and catch up later on and find out how it all went. Above all else, make sure that you look after yourself and your family, and I hope you stay safe and well. and have a great day.
Thank you, Clive. Cheers very much for your time.
That was Jo Mulgrew there from the Group Operations. She's a Group Operations Director for HBXL. And I've got to say, I think it's a cracking little idea, that. So come on, pull your finger out, get involved. HBXL.co.uk. You'll see the information there that you need to get to. And why not? This could be the start of something brand spanking new. You're listening to Clive Holland here on Fix Radio. It's the COVID-19 Daily Report for the construction industry and associated trades. Thank you so much. I love you to bits for staying with us. I'm back straight after this.